Welcome back to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. I'm Emma, and joining me today is Daniel.
Hey Emma, what's the latest news from our region's aerospace cluster?
Well, Daniel, we've got a story that's going to be right up our listeners' alley.
Oh, I see. Let me guess. Something to do with Graham Engineering.
That's right. Graham Engineering has confirmed that they've been acquired by A2E Industries Limited.
I see. So what does this mean for Graham Engineering?
Well, Graham Engineering is now part of A2E's portfolio of industrial companies. But here's the good news. They're going to remain as a standalone company.
Ah, okay. So they're not going to be changing their identity then?
Exactly. And A2E is planning to invest in Graham Engineering to help them grow significantly.
That is so cool. I mean, Graham Engineering has this great reputation for quality, right?
Absolutely. They're known for their work in nuclear product development and have extended their capabilities into other highly regulated markets.
Right, like aerospace, security, and medical industries.
Exactly, and they have some really innovative manufacturing processes.
What kind of processes are we talking about?
Well, they use laser profiling with multi-axis welding robotics, five-axis machining, large deep-drawn pressing, and a variety of other advanced techniques.
Wow, that is so cool. I mean, they really are at the forefront of manufacturing technology.
Yes, and their facilities include CMM inspection and final assembly, ensuring the highest quality standards.
Right, and A2E's plans for Graham Engineering include modernizing and automating processes.
That's correct. They also plan to improve information systems and motivate key people with equity awards.
Oh, equity awards. That's an interesting approach. It aligns the goals of the employees with the company's success.
Exactly. And they're bringing in Adrian Smith as the new CEO, who has a wealth of experience in related industries.
That's a solid move. Adrian's experience should really help Graham Engineering take their capabilities to the next level.
And the chairman of Graham Engineering, Tony Eckford, is excited about the acquisition.
What did he say specifically?
He mentioned that the acquisition will provide long-term certainty and the opportunity to strengthen and grow the company across various sectors.
That sounds like a positive outlook, and A2E's approach seems quite different from other investors, right?
Yes, Amin Amiri, the founder and CEO of A2E, mentioned that they have an innovative and contrarian approach compared to other suitors who failed to complete deals.
Right, and they don't have a set exit timetable, which means they're in it for the long haul.
Exactly, they're a long-term value investor, which should provide stability for Graham Engineering.
So the bottom line is that this acquisition is a win-win for both companies and their employees.
Yes, and it's a great example of how the Northwest Aerospace Cluster continues to drive innovation and growth.
That's definitely true. And it's exciting to see how Graham Engineering will evolve under A2E's support.
Agreed. Thanks for tuning in to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. Stay tuned for more updates on our region's aerospace industry.
And remember, if you're part of the aerospace community in the Northwest, we want to hear from you.
This is Emma and Daniel saying goodbye for now.
Until next time.